Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 150,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have an incredible show for you today. During the first hour from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be interviewing a wonderful, an incredible, a gifted psychic from Mount Shasta, California. Her name is Susan Isabel. She runs what she calls the Shambhala Center in downtown Mount Shasta, and her center is full of wonderful crystals and crystal skulls. She has been in touch with a special skull there that's in touch with the Mayans, and I know her interview will be just incredible, so please stay tuned for that. During the second hour from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be interviewing several people, including Leon McLaughlin, who's the head of the water foundation, nonprofit water foundation here in Seattle, as well as Martha Childress, who's Natural Earth News. She has her own radio program here on KKNW, as well as Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Moto Peace Project from Tokyo, Japan. And I hope to also to get some Hopi Native Americans on the air as well. And we'll be talking about their joint efforts to clean up the water on the Hopi Indian Reservation in Arizona. The water, unfortunately, on Hopi lands is severely contaminated in some places with arsenic, and people are getting very sick, in some cases dying. But we have some positive solutions for that, and we'll be talking about that during the second hour. Several days ago, on Tuesday, I returned from a wonderful trip to Mount Shasta, where I took a group of people there on a wonderful spiritual tour of the mountain. I'll get into the more details next hour, but we saw lots of UFOs, including two balls of light at the top of the mountain. And one of our group was actually healed by the Sasquatch and benevolent extraterrestrials from a UFO from the hollow earth. The lady's name is Tammy. She came in late on Saturday after missing her flights. She's from Minnesota. She missed her flights going across the country. And then she fell asleep in her van. And Saturday night, and about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, she tells me that the top of the van became completely translucent. In other words, she could see up into the night sky. And she was hit with a beautiful beam of white light from a benevolent extraterrestrial craft. They then took her aboard the craft, healed her legs. She's been crippled for a long time. And the next morning, when she came up to the campfire to have breakfast with all of us, she was very, very happy because she was walking and she didn't need her wheelchair and crutches anymore. So that's a miracle story. It's a very dramatic example of what can happen at Mount Shasta. It's a very special and magical place, but I'll go into that more next hour. By the way, when I was at Mount Shasta, I did bring back with me a lot of crystals, which have that energy and which are blessed by the people of Telos. And when you hold these crystals in your hands, you can literally feel the glow of the love from the people of the hollow earth. I also have several of the 528 hertz tuning forks. And when you hit one of these tuning forks with one of these crystals, you give out the vibration of love. I'm going to do that now. And when I hit it, the 528 hertz signal will go around the world, blanketing this planet in a lot of love. I'll do that now. If you're interested in having one of these beautiful love tuning forks and with a Telosian crystal, energy crystal, please call me or email me. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The cost is just $100, includes shipping plus shipping, and it also includes a brief free reading when you receive it. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma, and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support. my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show and my angelic and earthly family, and of course, and KKNW for their wonderful support. I also have a spiritual mentoring program now where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones, please send me an email, and I'd be happy to help you. My email is outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Before we start in a few minutes, I have Susan on the line. I'd like to ask everyone to please send lots of love and light to Florida, because they're recuperating now from a hurricane, as well as to the people of Washington, Oregon, California, and Montana, which are still facing some of the worst forest fires in history. There's also water damage, I've been told, in Bangladesh and in India, other parts of the world. And please send lots of love and light to those areas. I know that the planet itself is suffering, but I know with our love and light, we can help the situation. And with that, I'd like to go onto my first guest, the wonderful and gifted psychic, Susan Isabel, coming to us live from Mount Shasta, California. Susan, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulously, thank you. Great to hear and to be able to connect with all these people around the globe.
Oh, well, you do such wonderful work. And I have to tell my listeners around the world, you have a center called the Shambhala Center in downtown Mount Shasta. And Susan, it's a fascinating place because it used to be a gas station, but you've transformed it into this beautiful place of love and light, full of crystals, crystal skulls, and lots of good energy and where you do readings. No, it's a beautiful place. You have flowers planted where there used to be, hoses for the gasoline and fuel. And it may, your place actually may be a model when the oil companies go by the way of the dinosaurs and they become extinct. So people will be looking for ways to use gas stations, and what better way than to make a crystal shop and to do readings and fill the gasoline dispensers with flowers.
Well, we are in the heart of Mount Shasta, right in the very center of the four-way Mount Shasta Boulevard and Lake. We're in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this gas station was formed in the 1970s, and I laugh because we have a meridian line. The Rosicrucians have been out here.
Mm-hmm.
And to follow this line, it's a rose line that goes directly through the property where the gas pump used to be.
Wow, that's amazing.
And when you stand on it, your body actually sways back and forth. And I can just imagine the people in years past trying to pump their gas and swaying with with the energy of the meridian line. So it's been an interesting challenge for us here. And when Spirit told me I was to take over a gas station, I stood back in the parking lot of the gas station and said, "Do you really want me to do this?"
Oh,
and immediately
goodness.
In flew a great big raven and stood in the doors, the front doors of the station, and just squawked at me. And to me, raven has always been a spiritual messenger for me. And with that little extra confirmation and plus many others that I had previous, I knew that I was to take this over. And in the beginning, I just, I think I was kind of looked at with a great deal of curiosity. But we've been here for 7 years now, and it's a thriving business. And people come from all over the world to see us here and to experience our meridian line and to see the 13th crystal skull, the heart of the child, because we enter the kingdom with the heart of a child.
Mm, beautiful. Beautiful. I want to give out your address, too. I mean, Mount Shasta is not a big city, but if you are in Mount Shasta, it's located at 101 West Lake Street in Mount Shasta, and your website is www.crystal-skulls-mayan.com. And now, I remember in your brochure that you handed me, I met with you a couple days ago, you talked about the 13 skulls, crystal skulls, to the Mayan people, and one dream of the Creator lasts 26,000 years, and it ended on in 12/21, 2012. And then you wrote that there are 7 years of cleansing and alignment of body, mind, and soul of humanity. And during this time, we are to become one mind, one heart with the Creator. And then we may do great things. I have to ask you this, with all the earth changes happening, all the forest fires here in California, Washington, Oregon, and Canada, as well as the flooding in Houston and Texas and the hurricanes hitting Florida, is that part of this cleansing process?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I gave you the chart or not, but I have a chart that I regularly hand out to people so they can begin to understand a little bit about the Maya prophecy and how it actually coincides very much with Christian biblical prophecy. That in July of 2013 was the first day of the new dream.
Mm-hmm.
The dream ended in 2012. Mm-hmm. Well, we're still here. There was a new dream.
Mm-hmm.
And Maya came from all over, 200 of them, and we went up on the mountain and we requested of Creator the rainbow bridge to bridge us from the old dream to the new dream.
Beautiful.
And believe it or not, we had two rainbows over the mountain when we did this in July during a drought. It was
wow.
just unbelievable.
Wow.
And the people were very happy
mm-hmm.
because that was the yellow crystal seed. It was not a crystal. It was the yellow galactic seed
mm-hmm.
with a galactic kunaku
mm-hmm.
Programmed the earth. It was the seeding of the earth with the new dream. And it was in the yellow or the golden ray.
Mm.
We're going to have a golden age. But
beautiful.
I do have, yes, and I have to tell you that you cannot have a golden age with the way things are now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a cleansing, and it's a 7-year cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
We're halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
But this year is a very important year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to be relocated, and as we can see that now,
sure.
a lot of relocation, a reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking over this gas station.
Wow.
Where you take something that was old and it's just, you know, wouldn't even recognize it anymore.
Wow.
That
mm-hmm.
it becomes something new. And this year, very nice, this one is the yellow crystal seed.
Wow.
So what Creator had seeded on the earth 3.5 years ago
mm-hmm.
is now beginning to crystallize. The thought is beginning to take shape. We're at the very beginning of it.
Beautiful.
And that means people are going to move. People
mm-hmm.
are going to have new jobs. They're
mm-hmm.
going to have a new life ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are leaving old relationships. They're mm-hmm. falling into line
mm-hmm.
with this new dream.
Mm-hmm.
I have people who come to me for readings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Inventors, people from all across every walk of life
mm-hmm.
That come because they sense this new alignment and they have to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
beautiful.
What we're doing here. That's what we help with.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Well, you're so lucky to live there. Mount Shasta is such a beautiful, special place. And earlier I described on the show a miracle for this crippled
mm-hmm.
lady who was able to walk now. And I also, she was also, just before she came out to Shasta, she was also diagnosed with kidney disease as well. And I think that's gone now. I think they healed everything with her, so she's very happy right now. But this new alignment and the new age, is good health all part of that?
Oh, I believe it will be.
Mm-hmm.
When we start the energy of this year, this is the White Northern Castle
mm-hmm.
of crossing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire. The clan mm-hmm. is fire. That
mm-hmm.
means. Fire is creation. In
mm-hmm.
Father thinks, Mother loves. When mm-hmm. thought and love comes together,
mm-hmm.
there is a movement. That is the fire. That is the Christ light. That
mm-hmm.
is the creative force.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe people are going to be experiencing more and more because this is the year of that fire.
Wow.
Of new creation.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it can be some destruction,
mm-hmm.
but there's a new creation that rises. It's like the phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of the phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, as you've been talking, this entire studio now has lit up in white light. And and when that happens, I know the angels are all here and they're all clapping for you. So the things you're saying today are very beautiful. And people need to, I think they really need to hear this.
So even as the earth now, with the fires, is being cleansed,
mm-hmm.
this is a cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
We know that when a fire goes through, that what comes up is sometimes even more beautiful than what was there before.
That's true.
It takes fire to make the great redwoods,
mm-hmm.
the seed to open and to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in that stage right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are things over the next 3 years, perhaps I should speak about that a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
The next year, coming into 2018, is called the Red Cosmic Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going going to be a particularly, over the next 3 years, a more of a tough year than some of the others. And I want people to prepare, mm-hmm. to get their minds and their hearts in alignment,
mm-hmm.
Because in this preparation, we have to be able to see as the Creator sees the new plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to love as the Creator loves.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things in the flooding that happened with the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
is this tremendous outpouring of love.
Right.
You know, we had the eclipse that went through, and it was just a sign of the terrible division that had occurred in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then within days, we have this hurricane that comes through. And you know what? People forgot about color.
That's
right. They forgot about all of their animosities toward one another, whatever it might be. And
that's
they
right.
all pitched in together.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And helping. Mm-hmm. And this is maybe part of this, because this year is the input,
mm-hmm.
of the universalizing of awareness. That's what this year means.
Wow.
So we're going to wake up.
Wow. That's beautiful.
We're going to wake up. We may have to be shaken out of our nest, but we're going to wake up.
I had heard that there was segregated housing, for example, in Houston. And the story I heard, Susan, a few days ago is that boats staffed by white men went into black hometown areas,
mm-hmm.
and the vice versa happened too.
Yeah.
Black people went into white areas,
mm-hmm.
and they forgot about their racial divisions. They just helped each other because we're all human and we're all one on this planet. And that was so beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful story.
I believe in love,
mm-hmm.
and the source is pure love.
Mm-hmm.
And the creation is to create that love,
right.
that golden era on
mm-hmm.
the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we're going to have to break down some barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening now.
Beautiful.
It could be, like I say, next year might be a little bit tough. The red cosmic moon, we may have war.
Mm.
But resulting from that,
yeah.
the following year is the year of truth.
Mm.
And the next year after that is the Earth family in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2021, we move into the yellow or the golden electric seed.
Mm.
This is when fire begins. The electric seed is when the negative and the positive, father, mother,
mm-hmm.
begin to think and create, think and create, think
wow.
and create.
Beautiful.
And move us forward.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I have to tell you, Susan, when I was in your shop, you had all these beautiful crystal skulls there, including, I don't know too much about it, that's why I wanted to ask you, you have a special skull that you're the guardian of, is that right? Is that the 13th crystal
yes.
skull?
Yes. In May of 2000, mm-hmm. I was guided down into Belize,
okay.
To do a ceremony, and I brought people with me to bring heaven to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was to go to a place called El Pilar at the waterfalls.
Okay.
And when we got to El Pilar, we found it. There were no waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
We're all having this great discussion about why there's no waterfalls when I got a clear direction to go there.
Mm-hmm.
When the waiter said to me, why do you want to go to the waterfalls?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, because we've come to do God's work.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, and the next thing I know, he's guiding us to the waterfalls in the back of El Pilar
oh,
on
wow.
private land.
Wow.
And there the first ceremony occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that was done, the Maya then took notice of me, and I helped them re-entomb a demonic spirit that the archaeologist had foolishly opened up a grave, and this thing came out.
Oh, no.
This is historical
wow.
fact.
Wow.
And when it came out, it killed some of the people who were there and made others sick.
Oh, no.
Well, you can read about this in my first book. It's called On Assignment with Adama.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And in the story, I tell what happened. I ended up re-entombing that for the people of Belize.
Oh, how nice of you to do that. Wow.
Well, I wasn't intended. I sure didn't plan on it,
mm-hmm.
but it happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they gifted me with a crystal skull that they had found at the pyramid site inside a sacred ceiba tree that was about 2,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was blown over in a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So I received that first half of the skull. I didn't know there was another half. And the skull is small, but it has two sets of teeth. It changes its shape. It materializes and dematerializes.
Wow.
And it has a full brain inside. You can see this on my website. I have a couple videos there. Unfortunately, it doesn't show up very well in a video, but it is just an amazing thing to see. So I got that in May of 2000. And in 2004, I had to go back into Maya land with that skull and do what was called the relighting of the fire. Now, as I've already explained to you, I understand what the fire is. That is the father's thought, the mother's love, the fire of the creation. And like I say, in Christianity, they would see that fire as being the Christ who does the will of the Father. The thought moves into action and into fire to create a light, sound, and vibration. So I knew how to do that. And the prophecy said it had to be done with a skull. And I was successful in relighting the fires. When it happened, there was a great miracle. People were running and screaming. They thought it was the end of the world. The sky split open.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And there were stars and black in the middle of the day. You could see the whole cosmos. And then it just simply closed up.
Wow. Beautiful.
And that night, we went out to the beach. And we were celebrating because the fires had been relit, and I thought that was the end of my journey and what I had to do. And then we looked up, and we had 11 UFOs over us in a V formation.
Wow.
And V is for victory. Humanity is moving forward. So within days, I had the second half of the skull.
Wow.
And when they come together, they change their shape. And they become a human heart. They even have a heartbeat. And people have come here from all over the world to see them, to come back into the hear the message of one mind, one heart. That is the message for humanity, reconnected to the Creator of all in this last day. That's what we're doing.
Well, that's so, that is so, so wonderful. My goodness. I've seen the pictures in your brochures. And one thing intriguing that you just mentioned a few minutes ago, Susan, you said that that the skull has a brain. Where does the is it from the Atlantean times or from the ancient Maya? The brain?
No. The Maya tell us that Itznama, they call him Itznama, son of the divine couple, came from the heavenly realm with 12 large skulls. The 12 skulls of the Maya are huge. In fact, we're expecting the Mitchell Hedges skull, probably the most famous skull, here on the 22nd of September to meet the heart for the first time. They both were found in the same area, same Caracol County area in Belize, from the same pyramid site, which they've never been together. So we're really excited about that happening on the 22nd. So the 12 big skulls were brought here by Itznama to hold the written thought of the Creator. Thought has no form. Thought has no form. If you write it down, if you put it on a computer chip, then it takes a form. The 12 skulls are actually 12 computers that held all of the information of the last 26,000 year dream. The 13th is the heart of a child, because as I said, we enter the kingdom of God with the heart of a child. One mind, one heart, reconnected to the Creator of all. Because if we can't see as the Creator sees, we can't understand what's going on around us. And if we can't love as the Creator loves, we're not going to make it there. And everything is being designed now to bring humanity back together, to make us realize family, love, humanity, brotherhood, sisterhood, all of humanity together. One mind, one heart, with one focus that we're going to enter into this golden age and make things better.
Well, no, I'm a psychic. I've been a psychic for about 24 years, and I've been very fortunate to be in touch with Nostradamus the last couple of years. And he's nodding his head. He's very pleased with your work, and he's agreeing with everything you said. We are entering truly a
now,
golden age.
Now, it's interesting you would mention him.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I don't know if you're familiar, in the paintings that have been released over the last 10 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
One of the paintings is a mountain, and up above the mountain there is a cross, like a cane, but it's in the shape of a cross. Mm-hmm. And up above that is a skull. This skull that is here at Mount Shasta, I believe, was directly prophesied by Nostradamus, and he painted it because it would be a crutch to help the world, and it's here. I was sent here in 2004,
wow,
right after I got the second half of the skull, to mm-hmm. live here. I lived in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave everything behind because mm-hmm. I was told to come here.
Wow.
And here we are.
Beautiful. What a beautiful message. And you know, actually, I brought back some water from the city water springs there at Mount Shasta, mm-hmm. which my friend Billy Faye Woodard and Zora tells me is actually Talocean water that has anti-cancer properties. As I'm drinking it now, the water's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, whenever you taste water that's very sweet, it often has a very high frequency. So anyway, I wish... Well, you can get it right there, about 5 minutes from your from your center, but for me, this is very special to drink this on the show. I wanted to ask you too. You give readings to people, and you've got a what you call a reader skull there as well, Susan.
I do. The 13th skull is not meant to do readings.
Sure.
The mind, each half of the skull has a full brain.
Hmm.
And our brain is divided into masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
The logical is the masculine and the emotional is the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So when you wake up in the morning, you have a masculine thought, oh, I have to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the feminine, she usually says, oh, it's warm and comfortable. I don't think so. A few more minutes.
Right. That's
and then
true.
The masculine has to come up with a better plan. Well, to get her out of bed.
Right.
So there's an enticement. Oh, you're in Mount Shasta. Get out of bed. Okay. And then when the masculine and the feminine, even within us, within mm-hmm. ourselves, mm-hmm. comes together, mm-hmm. that is the coming together of the negative and the positive polarities of
wow.
our own self.
Wow.
We're made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we then create a reality that goes forward. We get out of bed and we begin our day. We start a whole new reality. This is a process that's within each one of us. And that's part of the message of the skull, is that we are to come back into that original design so we are able to create once again.
Hmm.
We can't create because we don't acknowledge those two parts.
Mm-hmm.
I usually give the little thing about Monsanto, that Monsanto is totally in the logic, make money, make money, make money.
Right.
And totally... does not listen to the feminine. So when we don't do this proper alignment, then we create something that is horrible. And that's what we've done here on planet Earth, is because we are not in that alignment. And this is the message.
In the next, interesting, you mentioned Monsanto, Susan, because in the, 1 week or 2 weeks from now, I've invited Dr. Aaron Elizabeth of Health Nut News to come on my show to talk about the hazards of Monsanto and Roundup, their main product. And I'm planning on running a statewide initiative here in Washington State next year, which will make the use of Roundup completely illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And it started a couple weeks ago when I went to swim in my favorite lake south of Seattle. And I drove up to this beautiful, beautiful forest, Susan, and I got up close to these trees, and there's this huge sign. And it said, warning, this area has been sprayed with Roundup and glyphosate by the Washington State Department of Ecology. Kind of ironic, Department mm-hmm. of Ecology spraying something mm-hmm. like a Roundup. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I contacted them. They said, oh, it's perfectly safe. And I said, no, it's not perfectly safe. You just poisoned the lake. And they sprayed it to get rid of lily pads, flowering lily pads.
No,
can you believe
know.
How, what a, it's just very upsetting. So anyway, that was my message, because I was been wondering that about that issue for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And people...
Well, it's out of balance. And
mm-hmm,
this is,
totally.
Like I say, this is part of the message.
Right.
So what I do with the crystal skull,
mm-hmm.
the 13th skull, because it's in
mm-hmm.
two parts,
mm-hmm.
I put the masculine part, which mm-hmm. is directly from Itznamos, son of mm-hmm. the divine couple. You can't carve these.
Right.
Because they move. They mm-hmm. change their shape.
Well.
So I put the masculine on the masculine side of a skull, mm-hmm. and I put the feminine on another on the other side of the skull, mm-hmm. and they literally download the information for the new coming yellow crystal elegant seed that is this year. They
wow.
download into another crystal.
Wow.
Just like you take your computer drive
mm-hmm.
And you can put it in another computer, and you can your travel drive, and you can program another computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the 13th crystal skull has been doing for the mm. last 7 years here in Mount Shasta.
Mm.
It's programming all over the world
mm-hmm.
These skulls that hold the new consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a global system that usually about once a month or so we do a call-in, and we activate the global grid
wow.
To bring people into higher and higher consciousness. And we've been doing that, and we're seeing the results of it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being expedited at this point in time. So Votan, my crystal skull, my large skull, has been activated by the 13th male and female into the new program.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was activated, it picked up the ability to assist me in helping people in destiny, helping them understand their destiny.
Beautiful.
So Votan and I have been working together since probably 2008 when I got him
mm-hmm.
and programmed him, and I realized what it was. Spirit then gave me direction on how to do that for people, and that's what I do here. So I do a lot of Skype readings. I do a lot of telephone readings,
mm-hmm.
and we activate him and get him moving.
When is your next global call? Because I know I'm sure there's many, many people out there who'd love to connect with you on your next call.
Well, I generally send out a constant contact email.
Okay.
So if people want to, they can go on my Facebook. I'd be welcome to, would welcome you to befriend you, and you get an automatic constant contact through my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email me and say add to list. And the email here is Shambhala Temple. And it's Shambhala Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E,
mm-hmm.
at AOL.com.
Okay.
And just say add to list, and we'll put you on the constant contact list. We just had one about a week or so ago, and we'll be doing something here next week with the Mitchell Hedges skull and also for the new birthing
mm-hmm.
on the 23rd. I'm not sure if we're going to make that live via teleconference or not,
mm-hmm.
but if you can connect with us, if it is, then you'll get notification.
Lovely. That's wonderful. Now, I remember you received a message recently that you'll be doing some traveling after the 23rd?
Yes. The 23rd is the birth.
Okay.
I'm keeper of the heart of the child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as keeper of the heart of the child,
mm-hmm.
that child is being born
mm-hmm.
on the 23rd of September,
wow.
2017.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know more about this, I would just say jot that down. Put it into YouTube, and probably 1,000 things will come up
mm.
with pictures of the grand, great alignment
mm-hmm.
that is happening in the heavens, in the constellation.
Mm-hmm.
Virgo is crowned with 12 stars.
Mm-hmm.
She has been pregnant with Jupiter for 9 months. Jupiter is the king.
Mm-hmm.
And the king is birthing on the 23rd of September.
Hmm.
And people have asked me, well, Susan, what does this mean? Is this like the birthing of the Christ? And I said, yes. I've been keeper of the heart of the child all of this time. This is this mindfulness in you about to be born. So as keeper of this, everything that I've been telling you about in this interview is birthing after the 23rd.
Hmm.
So humanity is about ready to go into a tremendous shift of Christ consciousness
mm-hmm.
within.
Wow.
And I'm really looking for that.
Yeah.
So I will be taking the skull to different areas. A lot of people have been calling for me, come to different areas, and I will be doing showings of the skull, doing one mind, one heart activation with the skull. Very powerful. It almost knocks you off your feet when it happens, because there's a flooding in of this new consciousness that literally transforms your body.
Wow.
From head to toe, you feel it go all the way through you.
Mm-hmm. Where's the first place you'll be going to?
people are going to be asking me. You want me in Washington?
Yeah, come up here. Sure, we're all welcome. You're welcome.
I've had several requests already, and I think I'm going to be in Florida starting, right away, and then it'll be going from there. I need to be in Florida after what has happened and what may actually still be happening. We're not done with this yet. And I have people down in Texas also. There's a message here and that needs to get out to the people.
I'm sure you know Diane Robbins. I visited with her. And she said that this hurricane season in Florida is just the start, because people need to wake up, and there's going to be more of the same thing happening.
Right. Yeah. Well, we have a series of events, and I'll just go over this really quickly with you. We have the 21st was the eclipse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what people don't know, in the Hebrew calendar, that was on 1 Elul. Mm-hmm. And it was 1 Elul was marked by that darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts 40 days of awakening. Okay.
Okay.
On September 21st, there not only are we going into the fall equinox, but the UN, the General Assembly, has declared that this is going to be the year of peace and safety.
Wow.
Well, if anybody comes from a Christian background, you're going to shudder, because it says when the people say peace and safety, sudden destruction.
Mm.
Okay, so
George Orwell would be proud of that language. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just means it's the opposite. Yeah.
So for some it's destruction, for others it's renewal.
Okay.
And we have to remember that.
Sure.
So the trumpets also are blown on the 21st of September.
Mm-hmm.
And it's announcing 2 days later the child is going to be born. It's the Feast of Trumpets.
Mm.
Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, okay.
Is on that day. We're going to be doing things here. We'll be going up on the mountain, and we will be blowing the shofar and heralding that new birth that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's so much happening. And then on the 23rd, Jupiter literally is birthed from the Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that I could get into with you on that, but just understanding that the Apostle John saw this over 2,000 years ago, and this is the time of the end and the new beginning.
Wow. That's my feeling, too, and my conversations with Nostradamus on the other side and all the great spirits I've talked to say the same thing. This is an end. And what was interesting back in 2012, and you mentioned the end of one cycle, and it really wasn't the end of the Earth, because the Earth goes on, and it's a transformational phase into a beautiful new golden age. So I don't want people to be afraid of this time. Actually, it's a time that I myself have been waiting around for 12,500 years since when I lived in Atlantis and tried to turn things around there, but everything went. The dark forces won then, but the light force is going to win this one this time. So,
I was in Atlantis also. I had only one half of the skull.
Mm.
I never got the second half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in this lifetime, it remained out of balance. And I think that was why the destruction occurred.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in this lifetime, I actually have memory of this from age 3, believe it or not.
Wow.
I grew up remembering the past lives.
Uh-huh.
And so the second half of the skull, I have that. That's the feminine.
Wow.
And the feminine is the holds the gift of peace, mercy, compassion, wisdom, understanding, strength, and there's an empowerment that we didn't have before.
Wow.
This time it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay.
Yep.
Like I say, it could get a little rough, but those that have their minds and heart in this alignment, with the Creator are going to be protected.
That's true.
They're going to receive everything that they need, mm-hmm. because they are destined. There's a destiny here that some are going to walk into this golden age.
Mm-hmm.
The Maya and the Hopi tell us there have been four previous worlds. Each of them was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make it. This time the fires were relit. This time the hearts and the minds of the people are turning,
mm-hmm.
and they are.
That's true. They are.
And each of the four previous worlds was in a different frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt,
mm-hmm.
that this past 26,000-year cycle,
mm-hmm.
was in red of war.
And
it was designed to teach our souls,
mm-hmm.
All of the aspects. But now, where the children are growing up, child's ready to be born.
That's true. That's true. And you can see it in many, many children today, whether indigo or crystal children coming in from somewhere else. And they're very high vibration, full of love and light. And they're raising the vibration of this planet, too.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Just extraordinary children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm thrilled to see them. And we have a very special array of young people here,
mm-hmm.
in Mount Shasta that when they come in, I am talking with far advanced young people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Far advanced. Just
mm-hmm.
amazing to
mm-hmm.
see.
The other thing, too, quickly I want to mention, is that the vibrations of the planet are dramatically going up. And for tens of thousands of years, Susan, the what's called the Schumann resonance was at 7.8 hertz until last September of 2016, when it went from 7.8 to, I think, 13.8, jumped overnight. And then December of last year went to 36, and January went to 40. In May, it spiked to 120. According to Russian monitors who measure it, it's gone up to 150, 160. I did a hypnotic session with the gentleman, local gentleman here in the Seattle area, Ray Sukowski, at the wonderful Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center there on Cedar Street off 38th. And he took me 2 years in advance, from 2 years ahead, and by that time the hertz had gone to 800 hertz. And the Chinese government had completely collapsed because it couldn't exist anymore. That negative government couldn't exist anymore in a higher vibration, higher frequency. And that's the other thing happening too, is that the vibrations are getting higher and higher as we head toward the fifth dimension.
One of my students took two activated skulls,
mm-hmm.
to the 13th, to the new consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and walked the Great Wall of China.
Really? Wow.
And she infused, because the wall is stone. The stone, mm-hmm. can receive a program.
Mm-hmm.
So she programmed the Great Wall of China to the new higher consciousness.
Mm, wonderful.
I cannot tell you how many Chinese people over the last 3 years, mm-hmm. that have just come in groups in here,
mm-hmm.
to receive the one mind, one heart activation.
Beautiful.
To the Creator.
Beautiful.
They are moving up. You know, the governments of the world that remain in the lower, darker energies, they may fall, but the people will rise.
That's true. They will.
Mm-hmm.
And as Jack Kennedy has told me, been in touch with him the last 2 or 3 years, he said that the kinds of changes that he tried to institute in the United States and on the planet came from top down from his administration until he was murdered by J. Edgar Hoover and George Bush and Lyndon Baines Johnson. But nowadays, he says this planet is destined to ascend into the higher dimensions.
Okay.
But the changes now are coming from people like you and me talking today, and all my listeners around the world, because we're all working together to make this place a better place from the bottom up.
Bottom up and top down.
Yeah.
From heaven to earth. The motto of Mount Shasta here is heaven on earth.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
If you walk down the street and look at the little flags, it says heaven on earth.
Mm. Wow.
And my assignment when I came here first, mm-hmm. time in 99,
mm-hmm.
I had 3 months of dreams,
mm-hmm.
directing me here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got here, it was to bring heaven to earth.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of everything. It was in November of 99,
wow.
From New Hampshire, and it hasn't stopped.
Wow.
It just has not stopped.
How beautiful. How beautiful. Susan, I remember you mentioned that you might like to take some calls here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your reader skull there?
I do.
Wonderful.
I do.
Wonderful. Well, let me give out our studio line here. It's area code 425-373-5527, and we'll be taking calls here as time permits in the next 11 minutes, 10 to 11 minutes. And I hope you don't mind, but I'd love to ask a question of your reader, Skull, if I may.
Okay. His name is Votan.
Oh, hi, Votan. How are you today?
He says he's excited.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad he's here.
Okay.
Votan, all of my listeners around the world are sending you lots of love and light. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Photon, I was wondering, are there any messages for me? Just curious.
Okay, and how I work with this is that I receive information directly from him, but I do draw cards as a visual confirmation. So
okay.
I'm going to draw three cards for you.
Okay.
And ask your question again. I'll keep my hands over the card.
Okay. I'll just keep it very general. Are there any messages for me?
Okay. The first is that your divine purpose as a master is in process right now. You may think that you have already completed what you were to do, but you are just at the beginning. The purpose is at the very top point of this.
Okay.
Purpose is coming into place now.
Wow.
Second card is the card of transformation, where you no longer resist life. You're just going to have to dive in both feet into the water and just immerse yourself now and welcome what's coming. You are going to be elevated in what you have to do because the work that you're doing is transformation, and that is the divine purpose. But it's going to change a little bit, and I just want to grab the third card here for this one here.
Okay,
and this one here is the skillful perseverance that you have entered into a circle, as I would call it, not the wheel of fortune, because this is not a chance game.
Mm-hmm.
This has been predetermined. You came into this life in order to do this at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had any reservations at all, just put it aside. I also see a relationship with someone. You're going to have to let that go because that is hindering your work. Let it go, both feet in the water, get ready. Mind connected to the Creator, heart connected to the Creator, and all of this is going to start flooding through you.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Well, Photon, thank you so much for giving me that information. That's amazing. Thank you so much. It looks like we have a caller on line two. I'll wait till we can get that person on board But I was really interested in your crystal skull. Where is it? Is it from the Mayans, the original skull there, your reader skull?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, not the reader skull. The one that I got in Belize.
Mm-hmm.
Was inside the oldest tree in Caracol County, Belize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're like the giant redwoods, the Saba trees. And when it went over in the hurricane, it's at the pyramid site where the villagers were working.
Mm-hmm.
They were the ditch diggers.
Mm-hmm.
When it went over in the hurricane, it just like the great redwoods, you could walk inside the trees, and they started digging in the heart of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this tree was probably 2,000 years old, and that's where the villagers found the skull.
Mm. Wow.
And they kept it until I came along.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And there were confirmations to them that I was, in fact, the keeper.
Wow. That's...
And I had memory of him. His name is El Eleador, meaning Lord of the Tones of the Frequency.
Wow. You're an incredibly interesting person, Susan. I'm so glad you're on my show today. This is so much fun to talk to you. We have a caller named Louise here in Bellevue. Louise, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hello. This is Louise Watson.
Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Hi, Louise.
Are we going to have a reading?
Yes. Go right ahead. A mini
right
one.
Right now, are we on air?
Yes, we sure are. Go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, let me turn the other radio off.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I would just like to know if I could have a general message also for my growth, for my purpose and what I can gain from knowing this.
Okay. At the very back of your head. Where your spine comes into your skull.
I can't hear you.
At the very back of your head where the spine comes into your skull. Okay? I want you to touch that for me.
Where the back of my head where my My spine touches the skull.
I just want you to touch that for me.
Okay.
Okay, take a breath and breathe out. Good, I got it. All right, coming in for you, the first thing that's coming in at this time and time is a new beginning. It's a passionate new beginning. So whatever it is that you have in your mind right now that you're thinking or contemplating about, I want you to become very passionate about it. I want you to think about it. I want you to write about it. If there's 10 different things, and I'm seeing there's several different paths that you could possibly take, but I want you just to find the one that you have from your heart center that you're most passionate, because there is something brand new coming in for you, and it involves a partner. There's a partnership that's coming in with this. So if you have friends or someone that you're contemplating connecting with, I would say go for it, because it's going to be a good partnership. So go ahead and do that. The emotional energy that's with this is in this partnership. The two of you, or more of you, actually this says four of them. There are four people who are here. They're actually from the angelic realm. There are four people who are around you that want to partner in this. I don't think any one of you are talking about it yet, not to the degree that it's going to be, but you're going to join together. You're four angelic energies that have come here to do something very wonderful. And whether it be that you sit in a room and meditate once a week for an hour or project your intense thoughts, be passionate about it, believe it, do it, and you will see mountains move, Louise. You can do this. It's there. It's within you. It's a part of you. The outcome end of this are two things. It's bringing about harmony and tremendous love to your area and to the surroundings around you. This is really nice. You've got quite a path ahead of you.
Is there writing involved?
I believe so. I think as you begin to do this, and you're going to connect with these other people,
have I been in touch with these people already?
It's possible, but I'm seeing this as a much deeper level.
Is this related to the Enochian teachings?
Okay, hold on a moment. I will ask that quickly.
Pardon me?
I will ask that specifically.
Is this related to Enoch at all? Or Metatron?
Okay, this has to do with discipleship.
Discipleship?
Yes.
Discipleship. I don't quite understand that, but I will. Elijah, does that come into play at all?
No.
No.
This one, actually, in this discipleship, it is for the benefit of the children.
For the benefit of the children?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my.
That helps?
Yeah. We've only got about a minute 30 seconds left.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay,
you're so sweet, Louise.
Thank you so much for calling.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I have another guest on guest for my next hour, but Susan, would you like to be held on for maybe another 10 minutes or so and give one more quick reading, or
I can do that.
Okay, great. Okay. Actually, Martha Childress is here with me in the studio. Martha, go ahead and ask Susan a question and we'll finish it up at the top of the next hour.
Sure. It looks like I got here just in time.
You did.
Hi, Martha.
Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
You got less than a minute left.
Yeah, and I've actually been in your shop in Shasta. I heard the show on my way to the studio here today.
Oh.
And yeah, in fact, I got a little crystal skull for myself, and I ended up passing it on to somebody unexpectedly. So I think they seem to know where they want to go.
Okay.
Any message maybe regarding kind of work or any message or anything I should keep in mind?
Okay, Susan, please hold that thought. We'll bring you back on in about 10 or 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but then we'll bring you on the first of the hour. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. The next hour, we'll bring in Susan for a few minutes to wrap up the reading, and then we've gone to Liam McLaughlin, Martha, of course, and Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo. So please stay tuned for our next hour, friends.